The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
And that is a live shot of Columbia, South Carolina at the Columbia Arena, at the Colonial Arena, as the Gamecocks have landed from Minneapolis, the 2022 national champs, the second one in 5 years for Dawn Staley. And this one was dominating over Gina Aryurema and, of course, UConn in an epic Final Four for Dawn and her ladies. They're celebrating everywhere, but especially in Columbia today. And we will go there live in just a few minutes as that unfolds. They were wire to wire, number one at the beginning of their, remember, they beat UConn in a November tournament. They were supposed to play them again in Columbia. That game had to be postponed when Ole Miss lost a game. But they got them again in the game that mattered, the final game of the women's season. It was just unbelievable to watch. The reaction today has been epic, from friends of the program, such as Darius Rucker, to the former president, Barack Obama. Everyone has chimed in on what may have been one of the sweetest wins of Dawn Staley's career. We will hear from her in just a few minutes. A lot of other things to discuss. Especially on the football front, spring games are starting this weekend. They've already started a couple of places, and Auburn will get a good look at them on Saturday, especially at the quarterback situation. Calzada, not part of the activities, but he could figure in loud and large when we get to the fall. TJ Finley was the main man in the Iron Bowl as Auburn almost pulled that one back. Other than that, a lot of inexperience on the QB roster. Josh Heupel, this one of the biggest surprises of the first season, his rookie year at Tennessee. Things are looking up on Rocky Top as well. And Kiffin, always in the news. Their spring game is still a few weeks away, but he continues to look deep and be rewarded as part of the transfer portal. And in Augusta, Tiger has landed, but will he play? There is a pretty healthy debate over that. He practiced yesterday, on the course today. We'll talk later in the program on whether the biggest name in the world will compete. Dawn Staley joining us shortly, the celebration beginning any moment. We will carry some of it for you live here. Jim Cavell on NIL. Dan Orlowski on the draft. That's only 3.5 weeks away. Matt Berry live from Augusta. But first, your phone calls, and we certainly look forward to hearing from all of you here at 855-242-7285. And we should have mentioned there is the national championship in the men's game tonight. North Carolina ending Mike Krzyzewski's career on Saturday night, taking on Kansas and Bill Self. John starts it off for us in Louisville. Hey, John. John, you there? It's always a tough start when you go to...
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, good. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon. And, that's the end of the Coach K career and or era, really. But I never learned to say his name, let alone spell it. Did you?
It took me a long time, but you just have to forget what it looks like and say Krzyzewski.
And I would say Coach Gino is now the John Calipari of women's basketball. He hasn't won anything in 7 years, right?
Yeah, 11 national championships in a row, and he's a loser again. So, yeah, I mean, I give him credit. His team probably overachieved this year, but when you don't win the title and you've won as many as he has, it starts to look pretty chintzy.
Speaking of losers, what's worse optic? Somebody wearing hip waders yelling in the phone by the side of the road, or someone ordering food at McDonald's?
I'm partial to people that order food at McDonald's, since that has been me many times in my life.
Okay. And I miss Jim. I hope the happy Jim comes back. As far as Buckeye Brutus, we don't need him right now.
Randy is up next. Good afternoon, Randy.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Very well.
I need to ask you, how is the Gators basketball and football team recruiting going to be for next year, you know?
Randy, I think the basketball would be impossible to make a really strong prediction on. They just barely have a new coach in there. Football is looking good. I think for the most part, the football part of it has been strengthened by Billy Napier, and I think for the most part they're really upbeat. Now the question I think for them is, can they overcome what they have a long way to go to be competitive again, and I think that's something that they have to deal with. I mentioned we were heading to Columbia in just a few minutes. That celebration is set to begin shortly. We will carry it when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hitting the threes.
And we welcome you back. We are heading live to Columbia right now, where Harris Pasides, the president of South Carolina, is speaking.
There's another great university in the land that calls their fans the 12th man. Well, I'm telling you, I'm starting something new today. You, we, all of us are the 6th woman. Thank you for coming out tonight. We have Mayor Daniel Rickaman is here, First Lady Peggy McMaster. We're going to do a parade later this week. Let's do a quick Gamecock chant, and then we'll invite our athletic director up. Let's do it three times. This side game, this side Cox. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Thank you, everybody.
Well, I said it last night, but it's only appropriate on the 50th anniversary of Title IX that South Carolina is on top of the world in women's basketball. Dr. Pasides talked about a dynasty. I think it's a dynasty. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce another multinational champion, our athletics director, Ray Tanner.
Thank you very much. It's great to have everybody here today to celebrate. Before I share a couple of remarks, I want you to join me in recognizing Brad Muller, the voice and the analyst of women's basketball at the University of South Carolina. He's the best. He took some of my statistics from me, but I want to share some notes with you that are very important. We played 6 games in the NCAAs. How many minutes is that? 240. 240. We trailed in 240 minutes for a total of 6.5 minutes. How about that? And half of those minutes, we had a double-digit lead. And please join me with a round of applause for the most outstanding player. And we got Zaya Cook and Destiny Henderson on the all-tournament team. Yeah. Brad also mentioned already, 14-0 against nationally ranked teams. We were in pole position from the beginning, and we stayed in pole position till today. Yeah. It is a great celebration, and it doesn't happen overnight. And this group behind me, they are winners. We had all most outstanding players. We had all tournament team members. But we have other team members that stands for the remarkable we. It's about a group that pulls together with passion and enthusiasm. Most importantly, a group that is selfless, that focuses on the ultimate goal is having a team win together. It gives me tremendous honor and pleasure to introduce to you the National Coach of the Year, and two-time national champion, I could say three, Dawn Staley.
First of all, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I looked on social media and I saw how much partying and watch party you've been doing. And we couldn't wait. We couldn't wait to get back here to celebrate with you. So thank you so much, students. Students, you guys created. Come with me here. Every national champion in every sport has a common thing. A common thing. And that common thing is you create a home court advantage and on the road that's unmatched. When you rock this building out, you put energy into our players to play their very best each and every time they step on the floor. And we want to just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then I got to thank some other people as well. Here at the University of South Carolina, Dr. Pastides and his leadership, he does things differently. I don't know how many times he said women when he came up and talked. Not a lot of presidents or anybody around the country speak about women in those terms. So to our leadership, to President Pastides, to our boss man, Ray Tanner, for putting women on a pedestal and treating us like the sport that we are. And in return, we all gather here because of what? Because we want a damn national championship. We're so very proud. We're so very proud to represent you on the biggest stage of college basketball. There's so many people I need to thank. I've been thanking them throughout the week because they come to me in droves. So I gotta thank Diana Koval. Diana, can you come up here? She's our media relations, so she does not like the spotlight. But where's Diana? Diana's right here. She works the media like no other. So give her a round of applause. And I also just want to thank our players for making a commitment to making this year special through their sacrifice, through their tears, through their joys. We made this year super special, and we hope to run that thing back. And then lastly, where's Lamont Paris? Right, Lamont, come here, Lamont. Hey, this is our new head men's basketball coach, and we need you. Students, we need you to rock this place out for him and you got to show him how special we are here at the University of South Carolina, how we support, unwavering support. Give him a chance, wrap your arms around him, and we'll be right back here celebrating our men's basketball national championship.
I love it.
Okay. And before I walk off, walk off, I got to bring some fellas to the forefront. Some fellas. These are our highlighters. We call them highlighters. These are our male practice squad who are super committed. We don't stand here as national champions without their commitment, without their sacrifice, without them. You know, our coaches get really crazy doing their scouting reports. So if they're not in character with a UConn or with a Kentucky or with a Creighton, they feel that the coach's wrath. But they're super committed. They're there every day. They take it really personally, the success of our program. And I told the fellas, the last time that we were here, the last practice we had with them together, we said, next week this time, we're hoping we're bringing out the ring sizers for them to receive their national championship rings. So thank you, fellas. To the stage, everybody's national player of the year, Aaliyah Boston.
Guys, I just want to say thank you to everyone. We really hear you guys every time we step on the floor at the CLA, and we really appreciate it. We can't wait to bring it back next year, and we're glad to be your 2022 national champions. And now we have Henny.
I just want to say that this national championship wasn't just for everybody standing up here today, but it was for you guys. The amount of support that you show and the love, it never goes unknown. And we appreciate you guys. Thank you guys. We love you guys. And let's get it rocking!
And we have been watching the celebration. It's a rather rowdy one. Doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon, as the real celebrating has begun. The South Carolina women's team arriving in Columbia about an hour ago. They took the bus over to the arena, and the celebration of Dawn Staley's second national championship. When you think about the fact that she won a gold medal, she was the head coach for the USA team last July, it makes this year of hers even more remarkable. We'll talk to her coming up here in a few minutes, and your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Lines are open. We will talk to you after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We'll head back to Columbia a little bit later on with more coverage of the national championship by Dawn Staley's group. Let's get to the calls right now. And Jerome is in California. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? I got a question for you. Dawn Staley has had an incredible year here with the Olympics and now her second national championship. Do you think that she would be successful at crossing that barrier and being the first woman to lead an NBA franchise?
Absolutely. And the reason is her competitive nature, and I think all coaches have it. Some have it to different degrees, and I think she is as competitive of an individual as I've ever seen. And I think you look back over her life and career, I mean, she was a deadly player. She's the same as a coach, and I think that would travel pretty well, even to the NBA.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
I agree, and I don't think that she would have a problem on the communication barrier of telling guys what they needed to hear and maybe what they don't want to hear.
I can assure you she would do a better job right now coaching the Lakers than Frank Vogel.
I agree with that.
And by the way,
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you taking my call.
The two of us could do a better job than him. I mean, if you're going to coach the Lakers, you have one job. Get out of LeBron's way. That's pretty easy. Will is in North Carolina. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. It didn't work Friday for my Blue Devils. Calling you didn't help.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, you know what? When Duke loses, I just feel like the whole world should hang their head in sorrow and be mournful and say a private prayer or kaddish, because it's just so upsetting. I know, Randy, you feel the same way, Randy?
Yes.
I don't think I'll ever be able to sleep again. The Coach K lost his last game to North Carolina. I'm sorry.
I'm just now leaving the house.
He loses. I don't mean to jump on the dead here. The guy loses his last game at home to Carolina. Then he loses his last game, period. And we're talking about a terrible Carolina
team.
Eighth seed. Dean Smith would roll over in his grave thinking about how bad this team has been all year. But Mike Krzyzewski, I'm sorry. Randy, help me out here.
Focus.
Okay. I lost it. I rarely lose it. About to spit up my lunch when you do you want us to feel sorry for you?
A little bit, yes.
No, we're not going to. We're laughing at you. And hopefully Carolina will win tonight, so you have to see that every day of the week when you go to the airport in Raleigh, and when you go to the Walmart, and when you go out to dinner, when those Carolina fans, and by the way, I live near a couple of Carolina fans, they will laugh at
you.
Well,
I'm sorry for you.
They will sneer at you. They will spit on you.
Oh, this didn't help like I thought it would. I'm gone, bye.
We ran off a dookie. I feel good. What about you?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I don't want to take anything away from Coach K's career. Do you, Randy? I mean, we have not heard enough about this guy for the last 13 months since he announced his farewell tour.
The farewell tour, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles haven't had as long a farewell tour as Mike Krzyzewski. Elton John hasn't had as long a farewell tour as Mike Krzyzewski. The Rolling Stones have had as long. I knew I would finally hit the mother load there. I should have kept it under 80, not over 80. Gian is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Gain, whatever your name is. What's his name? Gene.
Hey, Paul.
I'm sorry. It was misspelled, or maybe I misread it, but my apologies to you on your name.
Yeah, that's fine. It's G-E-N-E. I live in Churchill, Tennessee, right outside of Kingsport.
Oh, my goodness. I am a territory.
I'm a diehard Tennessee fan. Tell me about how they've done in their recruiting. I keep listening for it, but I've never heard. How did they do in their football recruiting?
Well, that's a complicated question, Gene. They did well. Tennessee had a good recruiting class. Now, the problem is good from a national standpoint, but they're probably somewhere in the middle of the pack in the SEC which is where they live, as you know.
Yeah.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, I'm a first-time caller, and I'll be 91 years old first day of July.
Now, Gene, tell me something. Retired Baptist. You've got me by just a handful of years, not many. I'm close, a couple years away. So what's the secret?
If we live long enough, we'll get old, won't we?
What's the secret to being 90 years old?
Yeah. Well, just live good and exercise. I got a Bowflex I work out with. I ride my bicycle, and I walk, and I do it all.
Now, you still work out every day, Gene, at 90?
Yeah. I'm a Bowflex. In my garage, yeah.
What else do you do, I mean, to keep fit?
I ride my bicycle and go to church on Sunday, try to be a good feller.
You know
try
what?
To live right.
You may have, going to church might be the secret.
It is.
You said that's on Sunday, right?
Right. Okay. Right. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And did they get any transfers, Tennessee?
I think they got a couple, but they're going to, in my opinion, they are going to need a few more. I think they're in good shape. They got Hooker coming back, as you probably know. But ultimately, Gene, I think this program has turned the corner, and that's the most important thing. John is up next. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy? Man, I buffaloed my teeth. Brother, you said Dookie on the airways. Did you watch Caddyshack?
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to remember the Dookie reference.
The Dookie, yeah, they threw a Snicker bar in the pool.
Oh,
and they thought it was
okay.
A Dookie.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's a Dookie.
Oh, yeah. But isn't
okay,
that what
Paul,
you say
you
about the Dookie?
My glass of
don't you call them the Dookies? Yeah.
Okay,
what was
buddy,
Caddyshack
okay.
made, what, 40 years ago?
I don't know, but I've watched it many times. It's a riot.
I forgot the Dookie reference. Well, you know what? They kind of threw a Dookie on the court the other night at the end of the game. I mean,
okay,
I don't know about you, John. I don't expect when Mike Krzyzewski is leading the game with 35 seconds to go, and he's in the national semifinal against his rival. I expect him to win, don't you?
I would think so, but
yeah.
Paul, be honest, I'm not a basketball fan.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch any of it.
Well, I did.
And I'm happy for him.
I wasted time getting upset about it after the game. I said, you know what? He's a Dookie.
Who's that, Paul?
Throw
he's
the
a
Dookie,
Dookie
in the pool. Hey, thanks for the call. That's funny. I mean, I don't know. I just start thinking of. And by the way, I realize it's a great accomplishment to make it to the Final Four. But can you imagine? Just think about this for a second. Nick Saban. He announces he's going to retire. He's undefeated, number one in the country. Final home game. Everybody shows up. Okay, everyone. One versus three. Let's say it's a 1-4 game. You got Auburn in there. Saban loses his last home game.
Get spanked.
To Brian Harsin. Okay. Auburn's good enough that they still get in the playoffs because they beat the number one team. So here's the deal. Maybe Auburn goes to the – maybe Auburn plays for the SEC championship and wins. That's how they get in the playoff. So Auburn and Alabama meet again in the semifinals. And Brian Harsin beats Saban again. Now, you could look at it two different ways.
No, you can't.
Wow, Nick Saban made the Final Four his final game, his final year. Or he ended his career losing twice to Brian Harsin. What's worse?
The second.
Now, that better happen quickly based on what Brian Harsin is doing at Auburn. But you know, maybe he'll get through it. We'll take a short break. Back with more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Try to catch up with Dawn Staley here in just a few minutes. She just ended the welcome back celebration at Columbia, South Carolina. We'll talk to her shortly. More of your phone calls right now. Larry is in Oklahoma. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Paul. First time caller here, sir.
Well, thank you.
I was recently, I wonder if you could confirm or deny this rumor. I was on YouTube and when it come across the podcast of a guy saying Texas was having second thoughts about coming to the SEC and possibly bringing Nebraska back to the Big 12 because they didn't want to lose their power. Have you heard anything about that?
What was the source of this podcast or YouTube channel?
It was the Big Blue Dude or Go Blue Dude. I think it's from West Virginia. I'm not sure.
Okay. Larry, that's first I've heard of that. I would be more than shocked if that were true.
I was too, but I mean, it just got me curious. I didn't know,
yeah,
you know.
I cannot imagine Nebraska doing that right now, and I certainly cannot imagine Texas doing it.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny when I come across that podcast, so I was just curious,
and
you know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the guy knows or what he says, but I will take a rare flyer that we know more here than he knows, whoever he is. Let's talk to Joe in South Carolina. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Mr. Paul. How you doing today?
Joe, we are doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, we are too down here. I'm going to tell you right now, I want to get out of Big Mac to John in Louisville. You know, our Gamecocks, man, they put everything on them with the fries. I'll tell you, you know, I think Dawn Staley, she's done wonderful since she's been here to us. And I know the guy said he wanted to take her and put her in the NBA. Man, we need her as a president. We don't need her as the NBA. Listen, the girls, man, congratulations. Aaliyah, Destiny, man, she was awesome yesterday, wasn't she? I mean, they were going off.
Yeah, Joe, it was dominating a game, especially early on, as anyone has seen all year. Hey, thank you very much, and we'll talk to her in just a few minutes. Thank you for the call. Let's check in with James, who is up next in Kentucky. Hello, James.
Oh, Paul, how you doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
I just had a question. It sounds simple, but really it's not. How does John Calipari get the Kentucky fan base back?
Well, I don't think that would be difficult. Kentucky fans will be there next November when the Cats start playing again. I think the bigger question is if this trend continues, you know, does it affect him in other areas, especially recruiting? Because you know, you just have to take a look around and at North Carolina, Duke, both with brand new coaches, hot programs like Arkansas, which is killing it in recruiting, Alabama, Tennessee is as solid as any program in the country, on top of everything else around. And is Kentucky a destination point tomorrow as much as it was 10 years ago when 10 years ago on this Monday night Kentucky won its last national championship?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Do you think he relies a little bit too much on the one and dones?
No, I mean, I think this year is the perfect outlier to that when you know, he went out and Brett Shibuya in from West Virginia. He brought another great player, I think, up from Georgia. So you don't have to in the era of the transfer portal, the one and dones are not the only option. So you can't turn them down, assuming that they're even coming. They're even passing on pro basketball on the developmental league. But I think he just. There's no excuse for losing this year. I know some people say, well, maybe St. Peter's going to the Elite Eight mitigated the Kentucky game. Not to me, it didn't. Kentucky, if Hubert Davis can coach an 8 seed to the Final Four, why can't John Calipari coach a 2 seed? I know he coached an eight seed in 2014 to the championship game, like Davis is doing tonight. But you have to win in March. You can have all the big tournament wins in the Bahamas and Hawaii and everywhere else in November and December. It's not going to help you if you get blown out like he did. And I don't mean blown out. I mean there's just no getting around that loss. Tanner is up next in Texas. So hello, Tanner.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Tanner, we are doing great.
Good. Hey, I had a question about OU football. What do you think our biggest hurdle will be once we join the SEC?
Well, I think the biggest hurdle comes right now. How does this transformation work? And I know the people that cover the program have been very upbeat, but I have to see what the Venables administration looks like. I know they've got good coaches out there. They've taken them from a lot of important places, including SEC schools. I know, but look at what left that program with Lincoln Riley, and can he do it? I would say right now the optimism is pretty high, but that doesn't mean anything when it gets to reality of, can he take this program to the elite status? And by the time they get to the SEC in 2 or 3 years, they should be in good shape. But I'm more concerned about this season than I am 3 years from now.
You and me both. Hopefully we can win the Big 12 and get back on track. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And I don't want to rain on the Venables parade, but I'm somewhat of a doubter. And I know it was easy to criticize Lincoln Riley. Oh, he never could win the big game. He never could do this. But Lincoln Riley developed players. He had a couple of Heisman winners. He had a couple of at least three semifinal game appearances. And I know that in most of those games, Oklahoma looked terrible. I mean, they were quite frankly an embarrassment. But, he did one thing that was important. He shored up his defense. They were a little bit better. And, this year they fell short. Last year was a strange year for everyone. But I don't know. Venables is a good fit. Well, so was Ed Orgeron. He had that one good year. He's been there before. He's comfortable. But is he the best choice? How many schools were after Brent Venables? I know Auburn apparently tried to get him a year ago. Well, Auburn was not exactly shopping at the five-star stores by the time that opening became. Or came available. So I have some concern. If Venables can return this program to where it was a couple of years ago this year, then the move to the SEC is no big deal. Texas is maybe the bigger concern. Last year was an absolute disaster for Steve Sarkisian. What does he do for an encore? They are recruiting well. There are all kinds of scuttlebutt about Texas and NIL money. If that can get the right recruits in there, then they will be well positioned when the SEC turns the corner here soon with getting those two schools in. But right now, I think you have to ask very serious questions about Texas and OU, especially Texas. We are going to speak to Dawn Staley. If you are just joining us, we went to Columbia during the first hour, spent some time watching the celebration. That continues with more of your phone calls right after this.